now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
If she's not lying, I am Kel Palguda, the mayor of Prescott Valley, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Guys, we have a packed, probably a packed segment this whole entire hour, I think. We're going to be talking with Councilwoman Lori Hunt and maybe a few other guests, but we have a lot of topics ranging from coronavirus to basically what the town of Prescott Valley is up to. So stick around. We're just going to take a short break right now. So stay tuned. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win, and Zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Are you looking for information on Medicare plans and benefits? Arizona's State Health Insurance Program, known as SHIP, provides free, unbiased guidance for eligible Medicare beneficiaries, families, and caregivers. Get help making informed decisions and optimize your access to care. SHIP has offices statewide. Learn more at 800-432-4040. That's 800-432-4040. Brought to you by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to just start off this show running with Councilwoman Lori Hunt from the town of Prescott Valley. And we're just going to start talking about what the town of Prescott Valley is doing for what's on everyone's mind, the coronavirus. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. I know we're going to talk about a ton of different things. So let's just start it off with the coronavirus and, like, from your point of view, what are we doing as a town to kind of help our citizens out?
Well, I think it's a big bummer, but it's precautionary that we had to cancel some fun events coming up. And one of them is Extravaganza. And there's just too many little ones so close together that it would be too much of a risk. And we love everybody, mm-hmm. and so we just couldn't do it.
And it's unfortunate. And believe me, I have been to, I think, every Extravaganza with my littles. And although we're not going to have it this year, it's just good to know that, hey, we're going to have it next year. And it's just we're playing on the side of caution, and we can't be too cautious, at least for the next few weeks, I think.
Right. I agree. The president says something. He's calling it Guidelines for America, 15 days to slow the spread.
Yeah, and the whole goal of that is we want to get ahead of the curve. We kind of want to flatten that curve. So I'm sure many of our listeners have seen what happened in China and how it was literally like almost a straight line up in regards to the outbreak. And we're going to try to kind of soften that a little bit. And hopefully with the president's 15-day plan, we kind of get there. So do we have some things we want to talk about in regards to what that possibly could look like?
Sure. So it's all a no-brainer, you know, common sense, use wisdom kind of things.
Like wash your hands.
Right. Listen to the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Don't go to work. If your children are sick, keep them home. And I just want to give Dan Streeter and his team kudos because it wasn't easy canceling school.
It wasn't. And he kind of broke the seal on that. Like people were just kind of expecting to go to school this week. And he made the decision, him and his staff, and said, hey, you know what? In the best interest of everybody, let's just not do this.
And I think why that was so important is because our kiddos had just had a week off of school, and who knows where they traveled to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
or just what planes they were on or buses or what have you and what they could have brought back to the schools. So thank you, Dan Streeter, and everybody that works at the school district. You know, if anybody in your home has tested positive for coronavirus, of course, stay home. We call it sheltering within. Watch movies. Read books.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And play games.
It's good to say, at least for now, there hasn't been any positive accounts of the coronavirus in Yavapai County. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but as of right now, officially, we have no reported cases.
Right.
And that's important to know.
Right. And like me, many of you know, I am my dad's caregiver. My husband and I are my dad's caregiver, and we met with his doctor yesterday, and we canceled life group or life group hosts, and
sure,
we canceled that in our home, and we're pretty much, you know, we got a lockdown with him because he has compromised health anyway. So if you're a caregiver or you have somebody with any kind of compromised health, stay home.
And that's just kind of basically what it is. If you're just not feeling 100%, it doesn't hurt to just stay home. You're going to do more damage possibly by just going out there and trying to muscle through this. So we don't want any of that.
But still try to frequent our businesses as much as you can. If you're feeling okay, go to the grocery store, go to our restaurants, drive through our restaurants, because we have to keep them going. And, you know, those people depend on livelihood. And my husband and I were at Colt Grill today. You were at Chili's, and mm-hmm. they're taking every precaution possible.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going above and beyond what they need to make sure the entire environment is clean and sterile to the best of their abilities. So don't be afraid to just get out there. Like I said, if you don't want to sit down, because again, the governor, originally we talked about not having more than 50 people around, and then the president, he kind of knocked that down to wanting to be elective numbers around 10 to 15. So in order to maintain that for the next 15 days, go to takeout. It doesn't hurt to do takeout. Go home, Netflix, maybe get a Redbox, something like that, and just stay at home.
And the other thing, of course, it's a bummer, but don't visit nursing homes or retirement facilities or any kind of long care facilities. I know the workers there are taking major precaution, and you know they're going to love on those people if you can't visit
sure.
them. So, and let's just, you know, let's pray. Let's be a praying community. I think that that's real important, too.
And I think that's important because, yes, one, vulnerable adults, those are our elderly. We need to make sure we're not putting them into a compromising position. But ultimately, what I tell people is it's Prescott Valley strong right now. So we just need to make sure we look out for our neighbors, our friends, family members. It doesn't hurt to just talk to your neighbor, drop them a line, slip a little note under their door, and just say, hey, if you need something, give me a call. I can help you out.
Right.
So right. I think that's what biggest scare is, because I'm sure you've heard about the toilet paper and people kind of just getting a little too much or getting kind of carried away, right?
And, you know, I saw on Facebook, somebody said, please try to do something about hoarders. You're the town. Well, that's difficult for us to do.
It truly is.
And we totally believe in, you know, freedom and
sure.
all of that. But I do understand that the stores are trying to crack down on that. And you know what? If you don't need it, don't buy it.
And that's really what it comes down to. I've been in contact with the store managers of all of our grocery stores and mentioned with St. Vincent de Paul as well as CASA. And if we have any problems or any questions, if any of you citizens are out there and you're just worried about getting the basic necessities, please reach out to those places, as well as you can email us at comrel, it's comrel at pvaz.net, and just let us know, hey, this is a challenge that I'm facing. I've been told by the store managers that they will make an effort to ensure that everyone has either toilet paper, meat, the basic necessities to get through this, because I think the biggest problem is when you don't know, and the unknown is creating more fear. So just know that we are in this together, and we will help you.
Right. Have you heard anything about the kiddos being fed? I understand that the school district is...
So, yeah, they're making efforts to... If students are relying on regular school food or regular lunches, they can actually show up, get a bag lunch or a bag breakfast to go.
That's awesome.
So that is awesome as well. So they just need to take advantage of that if you're relying on that food from the school district. So please, please take advantage of that. I know also we as a town have taken the steps to close our library, which doesn't mean we don't have staff working, or if you can order up a book if you want online, but you can go to the drive-through and get a book, or if you have a question of our librarians, feel free to give them a call, and they will definitely be able to help you out.
Yeah, because the town is just something that can't close down. We have responsibilities.
Right. We're still going to have business as usual for the most part. Like we're canceling work study, which is okay, but we are going to have council meetings, and whether or not you want to show up, I recommend you don't, but you can watch it online if you'd like. You can watch it on TV if you want. Send us an email if there was a statement or a comment that you wanted council to hear. We all get those, right? I'm sure every day you get emails from citizens.
Yeah, and the mayor and I are both on Facebook as well as the town of Prescott Valley. Please reach out to us.
And that's important because I know some people are like, well, I'm not going to get my voice heard. No, absolutely, you will. You will get your message across. It'll just be in a written format, and it's only going to be for a few weeks. It's not going to be forever. So keep that in mind. That's important. And what else do we got going on? Our town parks are still open. That's something important people need to understand. We do have our parks open, but our bathrooms and our playground equipment are going to be off limits for at least the next couple weeks. And the reason being is just... we can't expect staff to keep up with cleanliness and sterilization of those items throughout the day. So if you would, if you just want to grab some fresh air, feel free to walk around Mountain Valley Park, check out one of our other parks, go on a trail, but just don't expect the bathrooms to be open.
You know what I thought one of the awesome things was, town manager sent out an update to council about updating our pandemic plan. So
sure.
Every city and town and county and state and everything around has to have a disaster preparedness plan. It's mandated. And part of a chapter in our disaster preparedness plan is our pandemic plan, and it's been updated. So please go on the website, pvaz.net, check it out. I had a woman call me Saturday morning saying it was a really good plan, and she was proud to be in the town of Prescott Valley.
And I think that's so important that you bring that up, because this is something that the town is prepared for. We've been expecting something like this to occur. We hope it wouldn't occur, but when it does, we are prepared, and the citizens need to know that and just trust in what we have to offer. So that's important.
The other cool thing we did, and this is kudos probably to our public works staff, but because everything is in short supply from commercial vendors, We are making our own bleach disinfectant with a CDC recipe.
Which is also can be found online as well if you want to figure out how to make that at home. If you can't maybe find some hand sanitizer or something else you want to clean things up. It doesn't hurt to save a little money and create bulk disinfectant.
So I'm making my own.
Are you?
Yeah. So I found the recipe. I'm big into doTERRA oils anyway. So what it is it's 2/3 rubbing alcohol, which is very hard to find. We ended up ordering it online.
Okay.
And 1/3 aloe vera, which is also very hard to find. And then as many drops of essential oil as you want. It turns into a spray. Put it in a spray bottle. It's awesome. I've been giving some of it to my neighbors. But it works.
So 2/3 rubbing alcohol, 1/3 aloe vera. And then whether else you want to have
essential
to make it
oil.
Smell.
Right.
Oh, I mean, you can't beat that. So that is important. So write that down. For those of people who are like the do-it-yourselfers, that's good. That's good to know. So, but most importantly, what the message we're trying to get is if you have a question, a concern, please just reach out to us. Like you said, you're on Facebook. Just do a direct message to you on Facebook and just say, hey, this is one of the concerns we've had. And, that's important to know. And also one of the other things is for those of you, if you're very, very desperate, not desperate, but just in need of toilet paper or paper products or things like that, I've been told by each store manager that they stock up the night before they close. So when the doors open in the morning, you can go and get toilet paper. It's not a mad rush. It's not like Black Friday. It's calm, cool, collective people that just kind of mosey on through and collect those items. So if you really, really need them, wake up early and head on over there. If you can't get over there early, again, message us and let us know what we can do to help you. So what else are we going to talk about? Some more things when we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this, but also other town stuff. So please stick around. We're just going to take a short break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We're excited to invite you to Waters Garden Center's 58th Spring Open House.
Last week's celebration was so fun, we decided to keep on celebrating.
We have even more spring plants to show off, new for 2020, drawings and more.
Friday's 3 o'clock garden class is titled Growing Better Peonies This Spring.
All weekend there's giveaways, access to local plant experts, and hot dogs on the grill.
Join the fun at Waters Spring Open House, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Napa Know How. Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers. So you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. For those of you just joining us, we're here with Councilwoman Lori Hunt, and we were just talking about the town of Prescott Valley and our response to the coronavirus. And basically, just want everyone to know the underlying issue, in case you missed it, was just relax, stay calm, and just go about your business. And the town of Prescott Valley actually has a plan. So with that being said, we're actually going to move on to a couple other things. Lori, what else should we be talking about that are major town happenings?
Well, before we do that, I just want to remind everybody that today is St. Patrick's Day, and at least three of us in the studio have major green on. But I will tell you that our fabulous mayor here does have a little titch of green in his crazy socks he has on today.
And it's good that you point that out. And I know my wife, she's usually listening, and I had this conversation that I blame her 100%, and I shouldn't, but she didn't remind me that it was St. Patrick's Day, and it was a complete fail on my part, and I went about it like a regular day, and here I am. So I know you're thinking, you know what, she shouldn't have to dress me, but she does, let's face it. She shops for me, she dresses me, and keeps me looking sharp. So
it's shop security for us wives.
No, that is exactly it. So with that being said, I recognize the complete fashion fail today.
So I harassed you a little bit, but now I want to congratulate you because you worked so hard to get the safety pedestrian crossing lights at Lake Shore and Lake Valley and Prescott Valley. And this was really important so that the kiddos at Lake Valley could cross the street mid-block.
At Liberty?
At Liberty
School, yes.
Yeah, Liberty. What did I say? Lake Valley. I'm sorry. They could come from Lake Valley, too, but they don't.
They could probably use it, too.
Yeah. So anyway, at Liberty Traditional School, they get to cross the street mid-block, which means mid-block doesn't always have a traffic light at all, and ours did.
Exactly.
And so what we did is we funded a safety pedestrian crossing light, thanks to our mayor. And now the kids can cross after school and go to the library. So that's pretty exciting. Thank you very much.
It is. It is exciting. And it's basically just a great opportunity for the safety of that road. And you mentioned Lake Valley School. Back in the day, that actually was called Lake Valley School.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Before it turned to Liberty. And the school was actually literally like two or three double wides in spot. And then it since has evolved to an amazing campus. So that's exciting. But for those of you not familiar, Lake Valley and Lake Shore, you'll check it out now. It is a great added safety for our community. So I'm excited about that. So that's good. And a shout out to Danette, the principal over at Liberty.
Yes.
For staying on top of things and having her voice heard along with the other students and parents. So that's exciting. So
she is amazing.
She truly is.
So we had a meeting last Thursday, one of our regular council meetings, and there were a lot of items on the agenda.
There were.
And I want to thank the people that did come out, because I feel like we got their right was to speak, and I feel like they did that at this meeting and that we listened, and I'm just really appreciative of that.
It is. I think it's so important when citizens come out, because it, in a way, could be kind of an intimidating thing. You got to come to this official meeting, you got to stand up, and you got to address these people, and it's just, I don't know. I try to put myself in their position, and I am truly grateful for every single person that comes up. Whether I agree with them or not, it's still important to hear what they have to say every single time.
Right. We want to encourage people to come to our meetings. But one of the most fun things we got to approve on our consent calendar on Thursday, I think, was kind of a project of Councilmember Anderson's and yours, and that was no more library fees at the Prescott Valley Library.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting, right? So we're not going to be charging fees for late books, right? That's pretty much the whole goal of this. But we are going to be holding people accountable if they don't return anything.
Right.
And that's what people need to understand. I know there's been some feedback where, well, how are we going to hold anyone accountable? People are just going to keep, you know, taking out books. Not necessarily true, right?
Well, and we had our niece over the other day, and she said, what? That's awesome. I owed a dollar, but they won't. You have to have cash, and I never carry cash.
Sure.
They couldn't take my card for anything under $10, and so now, you know, I'm so happy it's going to be relieved. So if you have late books, don't be afraid to bring them back, because there's no fines. And I was doing, you know, it's Dr. Seuss's birthday month, and
yes,
I did
a
lot of reading, and I think you did too, the first couple weeks of March. And I was shocked how many teachers, when we talked about this, how many teachers actually go to the library or order library books for their classroom.
How crazy is that,
yeah,
right?
Like, that's
so
awesome.
So amazing. And, I mean, I don't know about you or what your thoughts are, but I think we have an amazing library, like truly an amazing. And I'm not just saying that because we represent the town. I said it before, our library is awesome.
It is. It's state of the art inside and outside.
And you go there and it's not just books and videos. You can get a lot. I mean, we have a 3D printer inside our library that any citizen can come, learn how it works, and kind of mess around with. And I think that's awesome to have.
I kind of like those little pods where if you want some quiet time or privacy,
sure,
you can go in and use those. And if they're available, pretty much you can use them unless somebody has them reserved.
And that's, like I said, just if you haven't had a chance, just swing by the library. And now you don't have to worry about if you have a late fee on your books or literally on your record, that you can get that cleared up and kind of move from there. So that's important. So
one of the other things I wanted to talk about that was on the agenda that is very important to us is the, let me find it here, adoption of alternative local expenditure limitation.
Yes, we can talk about that because that's important.
Right. So we had a public hearing, and we're going to have more public hearings on this, but
yes,
it's a tax limitation set forth in the Arizona Constitution. And it provides an option for municipalities to submit an alternative local expenditure limitation. So that's a big mouthful. So it's also called home rule option.
And that's what most people know it by. Home
yeah.
rule is, it's an Arizona thing. So for those of you from out of state or who are new to our community, home rule is a very, very important thing in our state. So why is it that it's important that this passes?
So it's so important because if this doesn't pass, then our, help me here, Mayor, our expenditures
yeah.
get frozen at?
So we literally get frozen about a third of what our budget is.
Right.
And what it ultimately comes down to, what you need to know, is we then have to rely on the state of Arizona to tell us how to spend our money, as opposed to the citizens and having input, the council making the decision on how to spend our money. So it would be as if you're at home and you have a budget, but yet you rely on someone who may not be familiar with what your expenses are to tell you exactly how much to spend. And it just would be a disaster.
Right. And I think the scary thing is, imagine your home budget being cut by 60%.
I mean, it's unheard
of. Even more than 60%.
I mean, truly, we would be about $35 million in the red.
Right.
And we wouldn't be able to fund $35 million worth of services. That means police, roads, parks and rec, all that.
And I'm afraid that means that there would be layoffs.
It would be more than layoffs. It would
right.
be, it would just, I mean, unfathomable. And in the past, the voters and the residents have recognized the importance of this. And it's literally passed 3-1 every time. But you can never take an election for granted.
Right.
So it's important that people just are educated on what can actually happen. So do a little research. If you have any questions, reach out to us and we can kind of explain it a little bit better to you as well.
So this is going to be on the August ballot?
Yes, it'll be August 4th, I believe it is, and we'll be voting for it. And you'll see it. It'll say home rule on there along
right.
with a brief description of what it's all about.
And so those ballots get mailed the first week of July.
First, that's correct, 30
so
days prior.
Look for those, and please vote yes on the home rule for Prescott Valley. It's so important. We can't afford for our budget to be cut 60%.
I couldn't even imagine. Couldn't even imagine that. So definitely make sure you pay attention to that. And then another thing also, if before we hit the break, I know I received my census in the mail
oh,
just
cool.
recently, a couple days ago. I immediately grabbed it, opened it up, went online,
registered it, and I'm all set. So for those of you listening, make sure you're paying attention to your census. It is very, very, very important that you are counted. So keep an eye out for that.
We haven't gotten ours yet, so
really?
They must be sending it in waves. And the other option is to go online and fill it out.
Yeah, that's what I did. I actually went online. It came with a little confirmation number. I went in, I punched in the number, and then my information came up, and then I just started punching in the people that are in my household. So it was
great. You didn't have to do five separate ones.
No. Okay. It was just one. It had me as I just put myself in as head of household, and I listed everyone else and their birthdays, and that was it. It was literally, it took me about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes, so...
So that's important because even the littles need to be counted.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Every single person in there. You know, everyone but your pets are counted. So that's important. But stick around, guys. We have to take a quick break again. We have more to come. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
It's that time of year again. PBC's anniversary beer only gets released once a year in celebration of surviving the Ides of March. Ooh, they said, don't open on March 15th. It's the Ides of March, the day Brutus killed Caesar, and it's bad luck. So we said phooey. And 26 years later, we're just releasing the 2020 Batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. Get it while it's here, because after that it's gone until 2021. Prescott Brewing Company, defying the Ides of March since 1994.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies. Or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't service, because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Due to school closings because of coronavirus, the Boys and Girls Clubs in the Phoenix area will be open extended hours.
The decision was made to open the clubs during regular school hours to help parents.
We're really focusing on prioritizing those families who are working the front lines, who are healthcare workers, who are essential workers, who are public safety, and really opening our doors to new members who need that quality child care coverage during the day so that they can do the job.
Spokesperson Cassidy Campana says the state is providing emergency operational funding to the Boys and Girls Clubs to help cover the extra costs. Extra precautions are being taken to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
You can reach Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona serving this area by calling 776-8686. Mostly sunny and breezy today with showers and snow moving in overnight through Thursday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a very wet 37 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Big chill Wednesday and Thursday highs only around 42 with 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night and Thursday, warming back up Friday to a mostly sunny 48. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late-night low, a mostly cloudy and breezy, 42, with a 30% chance for overnight rain, then rainy tomorrow afternoon through Thursday, with highs Wednesday and Thursday, a wet and breezy 51, sunshine returns Friday, warming to 57. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We added someone to our dream team today. We got Hope Hooper from Parks and Rec. And we're also going to just recap a little bit where we left off. Councilwoman Lori Hunt's going to talk about the importance of why the census is so big for our community. Lori?
So the importance is that we don't have a property tax in that comes to Prescott Valley. So we live on sales tax, and our sales tax is so important. And the reason why it is so important to fill out your census is because we get millions of dollars, I would say,
yes,
per head, per capita, per person that we have in town. And so that money is used for roads and police officers and Parks and Rec, like my good friend Hope sitting to the right of me here, mm-hmm. and just our events and so many important things. So please, please, please be counted. It's so important. And please don't worry about your information being shared, because this is strictly confidential.
Exactly. And that cannot emphasize enough. Our state fund shared revenue is so big to our community. So please, please do what you can and just literally take 5-6 minutes out of your day and get registered. So with that being said, we're going to shift gears once again to what we got going on or not going on with Parks and Rec. Welcome, Hope.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Lori. We filled out our census already.
So you've gotten yours. We were just talking about that. I got mine as well. So that's interesting.
I think it took my husband maybe 3 minutes. We don't have kids, so half the time.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So did you fill it out and mail it back, or did you go online and fill it out?
I believe he did it online. Okay. Because he real quick, you know, he was like, oh, we got the census information. And then in less than 5 minutes, he was like, well, that was quick. I'm done.
And there's no envelope to mail it back. So it was just,
okay.
So it was just, I mean, that seemed like the easiest option for me as well. So
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's what he decided to do. So
yeah, perfect.
It's super easy.
So if people don't mail back, then eventually between now and July, they'll get a knock on the door.
So someone will not actually officially knock on the door. And then if no one answers on the knock on the door, we as a town will be notified. These are the addresses that we are not showing or we are unable to contact. And then we can cross-reference those addresses with our utilities and actually show someone actually is getting, someone lives there. So then at that point, we will then send staff or volunteers back out to the residents until we hear from someone. So.
Well, I think we didn't get ours yet, but I think we'll go online and just, you can proactively go online and get it even without getting it in the mail.
Yeah, you can just go on right now. It's opened up. You just kind of go on and just put in your information and then poof.
Very
registered.
Cool.
So it is super cool. So anyway, back to parks. What do we got?
Well, we have some changes coming up.
We do have some changes.
I'm sure everyone is getting used to hearing that changes are happening right now.
Yes.
I heard mentioned before the playgrounds and restrooms at our parks are closed.
Yes.
But the parks themselves are still open.
Of
so,
course they are.
You know, plan accordingly, but feel free to go for a walk, take your dog to the dog park. We have had a lot of leagues and stuff cancel or postpone, just for safety, and we understand that. So our fields are open too. So if you want to, you know, run around those fields, feel free to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll still be out there taking care of stuff. As you mentioned earlier, the restrooms and playgrounds would be a little bit much to keep clean every day, which is why we're making that move. But soon enough, they'll be open.
Exactly. It's only temporary.
Exactly, exactly. Our classes are postponed through April.
Through April.
That may change. So check our website, pvaz.net. We'll keep things updated on there. The Parks and Rec Department also has Instagram and Facebook. You can follow us on those social media platforms and keep up to date with the changes we're making. We've had a few events that we've had to either postpone or cancel for this year. The biggest hit for me was Extravaganza, which I know is a great one for the kids. It will be canceled. But the great thing about that is we get to put all of our efforts into making 2021 Extravaganza that much better. So silver linings everywhere, folks. And if you were in a league and you've for some reason missed any voicemails or emails, we have canceled our leagues for the spring, but they'll be back for fall, and we're going to try to find some ways to make up for this through the summer as
no,
well.
No, no,
so.
Absolutely. I think that summer, we'll have summer softball, right? Doesn't that usually start in August?
In August, yeah, the fall softball.
So that's fall.
Yeah.
That falls under fall.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it goes August and September, you know.
Just it's an inconvenience, but just know that it's the world's not going to stop spinning.
Exactly.
The sun will come up tomorrow. And life will go on, so don't worry about that.
Exactly. Take this time to practice so you can be that much better at softball, volleyball, any of those sports. And then, you know, we'll have just really good teams when we come back in the fall.
No, I like it. That's a good plan.
Plus, it's been windy enough for a kite.
That's
you can
true.
Do kite. Absolutely. I know I go to the park also. I do rockets with my 10-year-old. He loves doing rockets. And we launch rockets from Mountain Valley Park down at the Amp is what we do. So wow. It's always good.
That's super. Well, and there's fishing at Fane and at the lakes at Mountain Valley Park. So you can go fishing. We've got a bunch of proclamations coming up for like Trails Day, Kids to nice. Park Day, stuff like that. So we'll be doing contests on our Instagram and encouraging people to still get out and play, enjoy the parks, make the best of this, you know, difficult time that will end.
And I'm curious, ladies, have you guys done the Glassford Hill hike? Have you gone up there?
I have several times.
We haven't gone all the way to the top, but that might be something that we do.
It might be worth it. Something to do. I think it's amazing. It's probably one of the best views.
It is.
In
really
Yavapai County, I think, probably. Once you get up there and you kind of see, you see the San Francisco peaks. You see clear to Flagstaff on a clear day. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And Thumb Butte, all of Prescott Valley.
True.
So gorgeous.
I agree.
And there's usually not many people.
Yeah. No. And it's dog friendly. You bring your dog.
Yeah.
If you're up to it.
Yeah. We take our little dogs, even our 15-pound Cairn Terrier.
And they do okay.
Oh, yeah. She loves it. It's the only thing that gets her tired.
Nice. I like it. So that's good. What else we got going on?
We'll be bringing back classes in May, hopefully. We've got some new classes that potentially will be starting soon, so we're excited about that. We're just working on making sure that we're organized and ready. So as soon as we can get back in regular order, we'll be there. We're ready for you. And like I said, check out the Instagram and the Facebook. Stay up to date with our contests and stuff. We'll have cool prizes. We'll make sure that we have ways to keep you busy and having fun while school's out and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Now, Hope, remind me, is the Parks and Rec Facebook different than the town's Facebook?
It is. So you'll want to follow both because you'll get good information from both the town Facebook and the Parks and Rec Facebook. Ours tends to be focused on events, classes, and, you know, just those things that we do. And the town does share that on their Facebook as much as possible, but sometimes there's big things that come up that, take up more of that feed than events can or should at certain times. So
what does one type in if they want to do the Facebook for Parks and Rec?
I would do Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. Should take you to the right page.
And that's if you're on Facebook and also on Instagram as well, correct?
Yep, on Instagram as well. And that's PV Parks and Rec.
That's good. For those of you who, if you're in the social media thing, be sure to check on that. That's important. If you're not on Facebook, Twitter, don't worry. Go to the website, Town of Prescott Valley, and you'll also be able to pull up Parks and Rec and kind of see what we got going on. So.
Yeah, definitely. Or give us a call, 928-759-3090. We are in our offices. We're there getting ready for things to get back to normal. So.
And they will. They will get back to normal,
exactly.
Folks. So don't worry about that. Just hang in there. And things are changing literally, though, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So please just pay attention to that and just have a little patience with what we got going on.
Well, and luckily, everyone we've talked to so far has been amazing. So a huge thanks to this community for being so understanding and patient. And I think everyone knows that, you know, this is safety precautions that this just has to happen right now, and we'll be done with it soon enough.
And that reminds me, I want you to know that there's a new link over if you go to the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Click on that. Get on their page. And there's also going to be a link that will lead to just all things Prescott Valley, keep you updated on what is happening. It links you with Yavapai County, what we got going on, what the closures are, and just basically keeps you up to date, up to the minute on what we have. Because it's so important that people aren't getting their information from Facebook or a friend of a friend of a friend who heard this, because that's where things just get out of control and snowball into a different direction. So we don't want that.
And when in doubt, call us. Or
yes.
Email us.
That's exactly it. When in doubt, please just take the information from the town of Prescott Valley and not from the rumor mill that you'll see oftentimes on social media. So that's important. We want to get the right information out. And if we don't know the answer, we will find the information and find the answer and get it to you. So with that being said, we only have a couple more minutes and then we're going to just be wrapping up this afternoon's show. Is there anything else we should add?
Well, next month I'll have an exciting guest for you. One of our instructors is going to come in. He was scheduled today.
Mr. Jenkins, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that'll be super fun. We're excited to introduce him to the community. He's been around the community a lot, so plenty of folks will probably know Roy Jenkins, our basketball instructor, but we'll bring him in next month so you can all enjoy him and he can talk about his programs, which are really cool.
No, that is exciting.
You know, one of the fun things that I love when I'm in, because I take several of the Parks and Rec classes, is hearing the piano lessons.
Yes, yeah. And that instructor has been able to continue to an extent with some online lessons.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And it's a service that she offered outside of us. So once we get back to regular lessons, she'll just be in the building. That won't be an opportunity. But for now, we had a way to accommodate those students. So we did. It worked out really well. She's a great instructor as well.
I'm so excited about the future of our town and Parks and Rec and what you guys, like you said, now we have a whole year to plan for next year.
Right. No, absolutely.
Even better.
Right.
So I take Fight for Fitness from John on Mondays and Thursdays. And although it's canceled, one of the exciting things that he's going to do this spring and summer is he's going to hold Fight for Fitness outside.
Yes, we have a beautiful campus. It's great for outdoor classes. And we've been encouraging instructors to check it out. And, you know, if they want to go out there for one class and try it out, try it. And if it works, stay out there. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, get some vitamin D, I guess.
How exciting. Yeah, no, something different. Like you said, I just love the word try.
Yes.
Try. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, it's okay. At least you tried. And that applies to basically everything in life, I think. So that's what's so important. And like I said, I know we're wrapping things up for this segment. Real quick plug to the Finley Toyota Center. Toby Keith, for those of you that haven't heard, is coming in September. All things, fingers crossed that we keep that scheduled. That's a big thing. The Palguta House is a country strong for sure, and we love our country music, so keep an eye out for that. Guys, stick around. We're going to have a few more minutes when we get back, but we're going to just take a quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, or FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQ&A.com.
At Augie's Restaurant, they earn your loyalty by treating you like royalty. Every time you visit, you know Augie's will be at your service, friendly, prompt, and courteous. People love coming back to Augie's again and again, where you and your favorite dishes are remembered. Yes, you have choices for dining out, but as a locally owned restaurant, Augie's always knows your name. You're always welcome at Augie's. See you next time at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and Zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You know, Adam, winter is almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
It's that time of year again. PBC's anniversary beer only gets released once a year in celebration of surviving the Ides of March. Ooh, they said, don't open on March 15th. It's the Ides of March, the day Brutus killed Caesar, and it's bad luck. So we said phooey. And 26 years later, we're just releasing the 2020 batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. Get it while it's here, because after that it's gone until 2021. Prescott Brewing Company, defying the Ides of March since 1994.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're going to be wrapping up because we just got a few minutes left, and I just wanted to recap what we're talking about today. So for those of you listening in the Prescott Valley, basically the Quad City area, we have things in place to get through what we got dealing with in regards to the coronavirus. So please, if you have any questions, any concerns, any issues at home where you need some help, I want you to know that you are not alone and that we will do everything we can from the town of Prescott Valley to help you out. I mean, it's not often you're going to hear that a town or a city is going to reach out and directly help a citizen, but we are going to try to facilitate any calls or any questions via email, get you in touch with the right people, and get you what you need so you're not alone. So that's basically my biggest message today. So, ladies, you have anything else to add?
Well, we have so many amazing volunteers as well, and I know they're not coming in to do their thing, but I'm sure they would be on call if we need them. And the other thing that I'm really grateful for in our community, our greater Quad City area, is the churches, and they've really stepped up to the plate, too.
They absolutely have, from whether it's delivering food, whether it's just answering calls, or whatever else there may need. We have about 20 seconds left. Hope, you got anything to add?
Yeah, if you need anything from Parks and Recreation, call us. If you have questions about programs, events, or anything that we do, 928-759-3090. Email parks@pvaz.net, and we'll get it figured out with you. We're here for you.
Everyone's here for us. So that's just so you know, we are Prescott Valley Strong, and we will get through this. So ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you joining us, and I will see you next month. Hang in there, and God bless.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reprographics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.